Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second. The shortstop, Dick McAuliffe. Batting third. The center fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dick Gurnett. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting eighth. The catcher, Harry Chiti. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Frank Larry. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Frank Larry. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting second. The shortstop, Jerry Lump. Batting third. The right fielder, Leo Posada. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Dick Williams. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jim McManus. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Andy Carey. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Chet Boak. Batting eighth. The catcher, Pete Daly. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Hall. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Dick Hall. And now, play ball. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe strikes out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline takes first base on ball four. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Larry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tuttle for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Leo Posada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Posada hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Colavito, who is chasing the ball. Posada reaches third base with a triple. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Larry fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett strikes out. Two outs. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harry Chiti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bowling. The throw from Daly and he is out, Boak applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Athletics. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chet Boak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boak hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Boak moves to second. Dick Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to second for the out. Boak moves to third. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 1 in the game. Tuttle hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boak scores. Hall moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Athletics. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 1 in the game. Lump hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hall moves to third. Tuttle moves to second. Leo Posada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Posada is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Posada strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Chee-Tee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chee-Tee hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hall fields it and throws to first for the out. Chee-Tee moves to second. One out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 1 in the game. Yost hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chee-Tee scores. It's 2-1, Athletics. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lump fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams is called out on strikes. One out. Jim McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. McManus hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Bowling reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0 for 1 in the game. Carey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chet Boak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boak is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Boak hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0 for 1 in the game. Maxwell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Posada. Maxwell reaches second base with a double. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hall fields it and throws to first for the out. Maxwell moves to third. One out. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lump fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boak misplays the ball. That's an error on Boak. Gurnett moves to second. Two outs. Harry Chee-Tee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chee-Tee is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Chee-Tee hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Gurnett moves to third. Bowling moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-1 in the game. Larry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gurnett scores. Bowling scores. Chee-Tee moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 3-2, Tigers. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Yost hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Yost reaches second base with a double. Williams throws the ball into Carey, who tags Yost trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Chee-Tee scores. Larry goes all the way around to score. Two runs are unearned. It's 5-2, Tigers. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0-for-1 in the game. Daly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Delsing pinch hits for Dick Hall. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe misplays the ball. That's an error on McAuliffe. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Delsing moves to second. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Delsing moves to third. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Ken Johnson now pitching. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-2 in the game. McAuliffe hits a pop-up towards short. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards first. McManus scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Maxwell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Leo Posada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Posada is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Posada hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Posada moves to second. Jim McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Posada moves to third. Two outs. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Carey hits a pop-up towards first. Gurnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 2 in the game. Colavito hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Boak settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gurnett strikes out. Two outs. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bowling hits a pop-up towards first. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Chet Boak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boak is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Boak strikes out. One out. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0 for 2 in the game. Daly strikes out. GT drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Daly out. Two outs. Ken Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Chiti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiti is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Chiti hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boak scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Larry strikes out. Daly drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Larry out. Two outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Yost hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Tuttle takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Chiti for a passed ball. Tuttle moves to second. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leo Posada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Posada is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Posada hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito catches it for the out, and throws it away. That's an error on Colavito. Tuttle scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 5-3, Tigers. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. McManus hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Williams moves to second. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Carey strikes out. GT drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Carey out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-3 in the game. McAuliffe is called out on strikes. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kaline hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tuttle. Kaline reaches second base with a double. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Maxwell hits a pop-up towards third. Carey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-3 in the game. Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gurnett hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Hank Aguirre now pitching. Chet Boak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boak is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Boak hits a line drive into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0-for-3 in the game. Daly hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Bauer pinch hits for Ken Johnson. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Dave Wickersham now pitching. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bowling hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Boak settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Chitty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chitty is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Chitty is called out on strikes. Two outs. Hank Aguirre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aguirre hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boak scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Tuttle strikes out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Leo Posada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Posada is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Posada hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Williams is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 5, and Kansas City Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.